You're listening to KBFK Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, all over the world at kpfk.org. Once again, time for Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 until 6 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes, your usual host for this program. And on today's show, we have a guest DJ set and interview from L.A. artist by the name of Adrian Young, who hopefully you know from the soundtrack to Black Dynamite. He has a new project with his group Venice Dawn that we'll be talking about, and you hear some music of that in the second hour. Pretty much that whole second hour, be just hanging out with Adrian. And here in the first hour, we got a little bit of new music and also some ticket giveaways for Syl Johnson, who's coming to town and playing with Breakestra, as well as Rebirth Brass Band coming here to L.A. Kind of pre-Grammy and post-Grammy festivities for both of those acts. And also tickets to see Adrian Young and Venice Dawn, in addition to Hypnotic Brass Ensemble and Theo Parrish and DJ Spinner and a number of others. Have those tickets in the second hour. But I want to start things off with a tribute to Don Cornelius, who passed away earlier in the week. It's really difficult to even measure the impact that Don Cornelius and Soul Train had, not just on my life, but the lives of so many people. Not just black people, but people all over the world over the last 40 plus years. And so I wanted to pay tribute to Don Cornelius, playing you some moments from Soul Train here at the beginning of the show. So a set to Don Cornelius and in tribute to him, and especially to all the work he did with Soul Train. Right here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Stop minutes across the tracks of your mind into the exciting world of soul, starring the king of soul, James Brown, Lynn Collins, and the Soul Train Gang, brought to you by Johnson Products Company, makers of Ultra Sheen, Afro Sheen, and the new Ultra Sheen Facial Fashions Makeup. And now, here's your host, Don Cornelius.
Hey now, welcome aboard for a ride with history, as well as a ride through the today world of the King of Soul, James Brown, a mighty man, and his music right after this message. Okay, we're back with Soul Brother number one, and James, I think it's probably obvious to you after watching the show what the Soul Train Gang thinks of you. I'd like to ask you what you think of them.
Man, I'm telling you, they got to be one of the most beautiful group of people I've ever had a chance to work with. Everybody's so soulful and so friendly. Hey, it's just like it, like you see it on TV. I mean, like it comes out and it goes every place in the country, and just as warm as they seem to be on camera, that's how warm they are in person. Okay. Really right on people.
We'd like to. I'd like to turn it over to them for some questions.
My name is Brenda Hill, and I'd like to know, what is your astrological sign?
Taurus.
My name is Connie, and I would like to know just what really made you want to do what you're doing.
Well, I had no choice because I had a chance to play professional baseball, and I was a professional fighter, but I felt that I could get more out of it doing it this way. At least I'd stay around longer.
Hi, my name is Vanessa, and I'm just reminding you to say hi to my little brother, Rusty.
Rusty? Okay. She's been asking me all along. Hey, Rusty, I want to say hi. I hope you... I know you don't look as good as your sister, but anyway, beautiful.
Okay. I'm Bridget Johnson. I'd like to ask Miss Collins what sign she is.
What sign is Lynn Collins?
I don't know. What sign? You know?
Right on!
Yes, my name is Lamont Peterson, and I wanted to ask you, you among many black people have voted for President Nixon, and I wanted to ask you, like, what advantages could you possibly say, you know, could be towards the black people?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I really want to get into it all day. It's kind of a long thing, but I won't make it too long. One of the reasons why I'm getting out of business is the fact that want to go into areas that has been opened up to me by the black people, and it wouldn't have been possible had it wouldn't been for them. But for so long, we've been told that we had to be one thing. We got to be a part of the whole system in order to get the best out of it. And it's another thing. We can never be sold out when we've never been in. If a cat can get in, then he can do a lot of things for us. And I hope to be one of those people that be in there, because the black people chose me like a long time ago. And this is my chance to really not only just do black people a favor, but do the country a favor, because the country cannot survive unless everybody is making it. And this is my feeling.
Okay, I'd like to know, my name is Irma Hunter, and I'd like to know, how long did it take for you to get all your fantastic group together, your JBs?
Well, I had a lot of help, because a lot of the people have been here quite a while. We've changed personnel for a lot of times, but we got beautiful people like Brother Fred Westland, Brother John Starks, Jabbo, and also Brother Sinclair Pinckney. And we just got a hard working group of people that don't mind working, so it don't really take too much time. Because one thing about it, these are dedicated brothers, and they know unless they do it and really do it, hey, somebody else will get into our thing. And we refuse to let anybody be a part of our thing.
Okay, Vans, you've coined many original phrases in the songs you've written, and I think probably the one that most people identified with very strongly was one where you said, I got soul and I'm super bad. What made you write that one?
Well, you know, back to that same basic story again, you know, the brothers are pretty hip and pretty together if they just get an opportunity. Mm-hmm. So a little motivation, inspiration kind of helps to ship the sail, you know.
Well, let's get some soul and get super bad.
Can I get into it now?
You can get it. Back now with my favorite writer, certainly one of my favorite singers, and absolutely one of my favorite human beings, Bill Withers.
How you doing?
And Bill, I know it takes a lot of help to make such beautiful music as you make, so let's talk about the help a little bit.
Yeah, and real nice folks, too. We got Ray Jackson over here on the piano and things. Bernard Blackman on guitar. James Gadsden on the drums. And old quiet Melvin Dunlap on the bass over here. Yeah.
Okay, we'd like to turn the questioning over to the Soul Train Gang.
My name is Leslie Price, and I'd like to know who are some of your favorite artists.
Whole bunch of folks. Donny Hathaway, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, Nancy Wilson. I could sit up here probably all day and tell you about people that I really like.
I'm Lil Joe, and I'd like to ask you, do you think you'd ever like to write a musical score, you know, for a movie or a play or something like that?
Yeah, I've been offered some movies to score, but I haven't done any yet because I'm not too particular, but I know when I was young, most of the images that I got, although they were very different from me, was what I kind of hung on to. And I don't want to help make any image of any hustlers, any kind of dope or anything like that. I'm kind of waiting on a movie. I'm waiting on somebody to... I'd like to see two folks in love with each other, you know. Kind of like that. You
know? Hi, I'm Demita Jell, and I'd like to know, how long have you been in your profession before you got your first hit record?
One day.
About 38 seconds, right? I came in through the... recording thing. I didn't work live until after I had made a record. But I walked around a lot now with a record in my hand, you know, trying to get going.
Okay.
Yes, my name is Roland Lewis. I'd like to know, when will you have an album of your greatest hits coming out?
I don't know. We're going to do a live album in October at Carnegie Hall. October of maybe 1 year or the other year or the other year. But I don't think I'm going to do any old songs on it. I would like to do new songs on a live album just to see how people react to songs that they've never heard before rather than songs that they already know. So maybe one of these days, you know.
My name is Diane Johns, and I'd like to know, when you wrote the record Use Me Up, did you have anyone in mind?
No, but I was looking for somebody.
My name is Perry Brown. And I'd like to know if it's true that when you came in into the show business world, did you only have $2 in your pocket?
I don't know if I had that much. I appreciate the flattery, but I didn't have too much money. I worked at in aircraft, and I just worked, you know, like anybody else. I made about $3 an hour when I worked. So maybe I might have had $5 left over after the rent, you know.
How much you got now?
39 cents.
That's about all the time we have, gang. We thank you for another fine interview. And Bill, we're going to turn it back over to you for some more music.
All right. We'll deal with that song you asked me about this week.
How about it one more time, gang? Bill with us.
Be
I'd like for you to meet two members of our Soul Train gang. Hi, what's your name?
Edna Trigg.
Hey, Edna.
Norman Grigsby.
All right, Norman. You're both familiar with the Soul Train Scramble Board, right?
Yes.
You have 60 seconds to correctly unscramble the name of the famous recording star or group of recording stars on the board. If you can do that in 60 seconds, you'll get this.
A gift pack of Johnson products, including Ultra Sheen, Afro Sheen, and Ultra Sheen Cosmetics.
And it's Larry Graham, the Graham Central Station, getting that stuff toughened up on the Soul Train. It's called Release Yourself.
Just let yourself go. Release yourself.
Queen of Soul once again with an invitation to all of us and to all of you to rock steady, the fabulous Aretha Franklin. Thank you for joining us. We thank Lady Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin, for a wonderful experience, and of course, the Soul Train Gang. Come on and get with us next week on these same stations, and you can bet your last money it's all gonna be a stone gas, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as always, in parting, we wish you love, peace, and soul.
So a brief tribute to Don Cornelius, who passed away earlier in the week at 75, a mastermind behind one of the most amazing shows really in TV history. It's kind of astounding that a show like Soul Train even made it onto national airwaves, let alone local airwaves in Chicago around about 1970, given the time, but it did, and we were all better for it. And, you know, so many people's lives changed by that show. Just being able to see, you know, black people just as they are. and just performing good music and incredible musicians. A lot of times, especially in those early years, you had the musicians come on, play live, as you heard all the artists in that set. Aretha Franklin singing live on Rocksteady. Bill Withers performing live, Use Me, and James Brown with the JBs performing Super Bad. In the middle there, you also heard Graham Central Station and the song Release Yourself. And if you have that song, you're like, man, where did all those hand claps come from? I'd like to get that version. That's just the Soul Train gang in the background doing the Soul Train line and a little soul clap and just amazing sounds on the show. All the amazing dancers. In many cases, just local people from Chicago or Los Angeles, and generally Los Angeles, as the case was with the nationwide show. Trendsetters, and certainly people who influence a whole lot. I can't imagine what kind of dancer I would be without Soul Train. Watching that in the 1980s as a little kid and as a teenager, and you know. Just once again, big thanks to Don Cornelius and all he did and all the people involved in that show. So just wanted to give you a little taste of the show. All those things pulled from the Best of Soul Train DVD that was released a little while ago. And it's worth it to track down the original episodes and get more of those performances and all the various performances. Just incredible stuff. So once again, with great respect to Don Cornelius. You know, one of the places in L.A. where you can always be guaranteed to see a little bit of that Soul Train flavor. They almost always have some visuals from Soul Train lines kind of stitched together all through the night is Funky Soul. And next Saturday, they are welcoming in a amazing artist who is going to be in town. And he's going to be on stage performing with L.A.'s very own The Breakstra. Still Johnson is going to be at Funky Soul at the Echo on Saturday, February the 11th. I have a couple pairs of tickets for this show. If you would like to go and see an absolute legend, Still Johnson, performing live along with Breakstra, which is that's enough on its own. And all the funky music they're in at Funky Soul with Clifton and Miles and all the rest of the gang, then give me a call, 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735 for tickets to see Syl Johnson and Breakstra at the Echo on Saturday, February 11th. And here's some music from Syl Johnson. Certainly his most sampled song, which is still kind of surprising to me. Minnie Riperton is the one laughing at the beginning, that iconic laugh at the beginning of Different Strokes from Syl Johnson here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
I traveled the wrong road. So many miles that come to no end. Living this style becomes harder to uphold. Let's make it easy. Felt so guilty. Never felt so good.
Con timidez, es una jaula de monos. Todos esperan y todos quieren el trono. Aquel trono gastado por años de codicia, de mármol jerárquico y de madera egoísta. De apellidos pomposos, severa disciplina del rol que nunca quiso. Gobernar siempre fue una espina. Espina que para todos es una ofrenda. Flor dolorosa, apretada sin rienda. El rey se siente solo, pero nadie lo ve. El velo escondido, pues nadie sabe que él. Todo lo mira y que él tan solo espera ver quién será quien tire la primera piedra. Tantos monos en una sola jaula, tantos primates esperando a que el rey se caiga. Divagando, recordando cercanos que le daban la mano, cercanos que luego afilaron los dientes, tragaron el tiempo y se hicieron ausentes. El rey está solo, solo con corona, corona sin forma, añeja y amorfa, aplacada de poder y empolvada de gris, opaca en sus entrañas y de pódrida matriz. Nunca sirvió, piensa, y la verdad menos, para sentirte rodeado de animales perversos que solo querían codicia y alimentar un ego que nunca saciarían porque el cariño era ciego. El rey habla solo con celedad y nobleza, se hizo demente en un palacio de tristeza. Su alteza, que viste una capa tejida en locura, trastorno majestuoso, y en la calle susurra: yo soy el rey callejero, yo soy el lúcido, los locos son el resto. Y rostros perdidos, tantos anónimos que sueñan como niños que nunca se sintieron cómodos en este limbo. Tantas pieles, historias y arrugas, tantas páginas de un libro sin lectura. Mientras Rey Solo se levanta y nos dice: yo soy el cuerdo, ustedes han enloquecido. Ido, 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 ido
Music from Anna Tijoux here on KPFK and Melting Pot. From her brand new record called La Bala, the name of the song is El Rey Solo, once again from Anna Tijoux. We also had brand new music from Lee Fields and The Expressions, the title track from his album Faithful Man, which will be coming out in March. We had some music out of New Jersey from a group called The Ones and Nines, which I got a package of vinyl from Cotter Records, including that 7-inch, Make It Easy, the name of the song from them. And start things off with Syl Johnson, who's going to be backed up by Breakestra next week at Funky Soul, and that's something you do not want to miss. You heard his classic Different Strokes in that set from Syl Johnson. Going to start things off with this in this next set with something. This is I might be like the first person to play this. I don't know. This is kind of a little preview of what to expect when the Boogaloo Assassins finally put out their brand new record, their debut record. You hopefully heard their session we did here at KPFK a little while ago. And here's the boys in the recording studio, and this is what they sound like. And hopefully this will be coming up pretty, pretty soon so that you guys can get a hold of it. But for now, there's Boogaloo Assassins performing No, No, No on KPFK in Melting Pot.
Don't love me, and I know now. get 'em.
I can't get here, you know.
Let's go get 'em.
Poor world crumble.
Let's go get 'em.
Poor world crumble.
Let's go get 'em.
Chief on Lambo 9.
Let's go get 'em.
Chief on Lambo 9.
Let's go get 'em.
Fire walk a mountain.
Let's go get 'em.
Don't drink from no fountain.
Let's go get 'em.
Get the well ran dry.
Let's go get 'em.
Break the whole gang down.
Let's go get 'em.
Don't ask no question.
Let's go get 'em.
But they don't know why.
Let's go get 'em.
Chief Black better.
Let's go get 'em.
Gang out together.
Let's go get 'em.
Dead for the mountain.
Let's go get 'em.
Dead for the border.
Let's go get 'em.
I'm the engine controller.
Let's go get 'em.
Make the Creole wild.
Let's go get 'em.
Make young Pocahontas.
Let's go get 'em.
Fire, yeah, yeah.
Let's go get 'em.
Fair damn fire.
Let's go get 'em.
Hey boy, are you ready?
Let's go get 'em.
Engine for that.
Let's go get 'em.
Be the best in the city.
Let's go get 'em.
Got 'em broad and humane.
Let's go get 'em.
Don't deny your name.
Hey! 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 Hey!
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot, and just finished hearing music from the Sure Shot Symphony Solution, featuring the Mighty Pope on vocals, Mr. Fortune and Fame, from a self-released 7-inch. Really looking forward to the full length from Sure Shot later in the year. We have music from Rebirth in the set, from the Rebirth of New Orleans, a Rebirth brass band. Let's Go Get Them, the name of the song. They are coming to town, actually, next week. We got some tickets for that, so stay tuned just a second. And then at the beginning of the set, Boogaloo Assassins, No, 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 the name of the song. Newly recorded and hopefully being released here in 2012 on double vinyl. That's what we want. All right, in the background, music from Jay Dilla, from Donuts, Anti-American Graffiti. Dilla's birthday is in a couple days, so do listen to Dilla. Never forget. Got tickets now to go and see the Rebirth Brass Band. Also on this bill is Eli Paperboy Reed, so you get a little retro soul with your New Orleans Brass Band funk. Next Sunday, the 12th, is kind of a post-Grammys party going on over at the Echoplex, and if you'd like to attend, I mean, it's always a party wherever Rebirth is at. So 818-985-5735 is the number to call if you want tickets to see Rebirth Brass Band along with Eli Paperboy Reed over at the Echoplex on Sunday, next Sunday, the 12th, after the Grammys. Then give me a call, 818-985-5735. You are listening to KPFK Los Angeles at 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, all over the world, kpfk.org. Currently tuned to Melting Pot, here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check for us on Facebook at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. We're like 15 people from 400 fans, so please check us out and like it. Got an amazing guest DJ set from Adrian Young in just a few moments after these messages here at KPFK.
Hi, this is Lori Lewis. Tune into Folk Scene with Roz Larman Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. for the best in traditional and contemporary music. Each week features a live guest segment right here on 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, 93.7 San Diego, and 99.5 Ridgecrest, China Lake. Tune in to Folk Scene.
Hey, hey, Bing Jiling here. You're listening to Melting Pot here on KPFK, Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and worldwide at kpfk.org.